The World Tomorrow. Herbert W. Armstrong brings you the plain truth about today's world news and the prophecies of the world tomorrow.
And greetings, friends. This is Herbert W. Armstrong with the good news of the world tomorrow. Your Bible does foretell World War III. Yes, definitely. But it does not contain any prophecy of such a war now, in the immediate future, between our Western world and Russia. Let me repeat that again. Bible prophecy does not contain any prophecy of any immediate war now between the United States and the Western world and Russia. It does contain a prophecy of another war that we're going to get into first, and one that is going to come from the least expected quarters. World trouble is prophesied. Yes, the most colossal, the most catastrophic world trouble in the World War III, which is coming, that this world has ever lived through. World war and world trouble so cataclysmic that unless God Almighty intervenes to stop it, all human life would be blasted off this planet. The world's greatest scientists tell us that. Jesus Christ told us that 1900 years ago. And when he foretold this very time of trouble into which we are now emerging, he said that unless those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be left alive. No human life left alive on this earth. But he said, for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. God Almighty will intervene. God will stop it. God will save us from ourselves. God will intervene. And let me tell you, my friends, the biggest news ever recorded in history or in future history, which is prophecy, is the news, the good news of the world tomorrow. That's the purpose of this program, to bring to you that good news. I wonder if you realize that was the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came from God, bearing a message from God Almighty to man. Men rejected Jesus Christ. They crucified him. But he did have his own followers. He did leave his disciples who became apostles. They did go about preaching the name of Jesus Christ and preaching his message. And there were converts, and people by the hundreds and the hundreds and even by the thousands were added to the church who believed that gospel and who believed on Jesus Christ. But after one or two generations, I wonder if you know the history of what happened. Then they began to reject that message. But they did continue to accept the man and to accept his name. But gradually they even began to believe in a different Jesus Christ. That is, they represented Christ as a different kind of a man than he really was. They twisted his message. His message finally became buried under a rubbish heap of pagan superstition and tradition. And so, my friends, why is it when I come today with the good news of the world tomorrow, the kingdom of God, which is the good news of coming world peace, the good news of prosperity for everybody, the good news of happiness in the human heart, the good news of joy just radiating from every human being? Everything that we want, we're going to have it. And when I bring you that good news, people are absolutely stunned, and they listen with absolute open astonishment. Why? Because you haven't heard it. Just as the people were astonished at Jesus' doctrine when he